Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the PSP Projects Limited Q1 FY23 results conference call hosted by Dolat Capital. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Shravan Shah, VP Research Analyst. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Shah.
Thank you, Seema. Good evening, everyone. I would like to welcome you all for Q1 FY23 results conference call of PSP Projects Limited. We thank the management for giving us the opportunity to host the call. From management, we have Mr. P.S. Patel, Chairman, Managing Director, and CEO, along with Mrs. Hetal Patel, CFO of PSP Projects with us. Without wasting much time, I would now hand over the floor to management for their opening remarks, and then we can have a Q&A session. Over to you.
Thank you, Shravan. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining our earnings call. Please note that a copy of our disclosures is available on the investor section of our website as well as the stock exchanges. Please do note that anything said on this call which reflects our outlook toward the future or which could be construed as a forward-looking statement must be reviewed in conjunction with the risk that the company is facing. With that, I would like to hand over the floor to our MD, Mr. Prahlad Patel, for his opening statement. Thank you.
Thank you, Hetal and moderator. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. A warm welcome to each one of you, and thank you for joining us on quarter one FY23 earnings call. I trust everyone is doing well. I believe you have already got a chance to go through the investor presentation uploaded on the stock exchange. I will begin with the key highlights that took place during the quarter. PSP Projects reported an overall strong performance in an otherwise seasonally weak quarter. We are happy to announce that PSP Projects has once again recorded highest ever order book till date of 4,613 crore. In comparison to all previous first quarter, the company has received highest ever order inflow of rupees 550 crore in quarter one FY23 as compared to 4.89 crore during quarter one FY22, with majority being private orders. The major projects awarded during the quarters are pile and wrap foundation work for proposed tallest temple of the world, one of the first tallest residential tower of Ahmedabad, construction of institutional campus in Ahmedabad for a leading Mumbai-based management institute. We are happy to inform you that the company till date has already received an order inflow of nearly 1,100 crore, of which 70% are institutional order. This year, the order inflow has been the best as compared to past five years put together. During the quarter, we completed three projects which include the largest retail mall of Gujarat. All the projects were completed in time. Total projects completed till date totals 286 projects. As on 30th June 2022, the government projects comprised 63% out of all the business verticals. As on date, we have 46 ongoing projects, of which 43% are based in Gujarat, 41% in UP, 16% in Maharashtra, and 0.3% in Rajasthan. In our portfolio, EPC and turnkey projects constitute to about 83% and civil projects constitute about 16%. EPC projects include planning, design, construction, and post-construction activity that has opened up horizons of growth for our company since last few years. Bid pipeline. Going forward, we have a bid pipeline of approximately 4,000 crore, of which 41% is from private and around 51% is from state of Gujarat. About Surat Diamond Bridge, I think I should not focus too much on Surat Diamond Bridge as the project is already completed and certainly most of the areas has already been handed over to the owners. Only some portion of the basement and the financing final conclusion of accounts is going on. An update on EP projects. Yes, this time we have faced a big problem in terms of labor because March 2020 and March 2021 were the biggest hit of corona, and during that period, none of the labor in UP, Bihar, Bengal, and Odisha and Chhattisgarh were able to were able to manage the marriages. So this time the marriage has been the big peak, it was a peak season. So we were having a very big problem in terms of Olympic labor in April and May. And that's the reason that this quarter we could not deliver to an extent of 20-25% growth compared to past quarter of FY21. And Abdanol Sports Complex, it is a 563 crore government project. The facility is being built with the objective to qualify for Olympics in India. The project has already begun and is going on in full force. Abdanol Vivendi, we have two slow moving sub projects, that is Vivendi and Pandharpur, which together contributes to 16% of outstanding order book. Rest of all projects are fully mobilized. An update on Pandharpur. To summarize, we remain optimistic and positive for growth of infrastructure segment due to government's conscious effort to accelerate economic growth through higher infrastructure spend and providing incentives to domestic manufacturing. We see private sectors could also fuel to India's growth story. The softening the commodity prices augurs well for infrastructure companies, with steel prices having declined by 20% from its highs of March 2020. With this, I conclude my remarks, and now I would like to hand over the call to Ms. Hetal Patel to take on through the financials.
Thank you, sir. The financial performance during the quarter ended 30th June 2022 is as below. Quarter 1 FY23 versus Quarter 1 FY22. Revenue from operations for the quarter is at rupees 345 crores versus rupees 317 crores, higher by 8.8% on YOY basis. EBITDA for quarter is at rupees 47 crores versus rupees 39 crores, higher by 19.6% on YOY basis. EBITDA margin is at 13.64% versus 12.42%. Net profit for the quarter is at rupees 28.51 crores versus rupees 25.11 crores, which is higher by 13.5% on YOY basis. PAT margin is at 8.13% versus 7.8%. During the quarter, the revenue generated from all 8 UP projects put together was 34 crores during Quarter 1 FY23. Cumulative revenue till 30th June 22 is rupees 182 crores. The revenue generated from Surat Diamond Road project was 53 crores during the Quarter 1 FY23. Cumulative revenue till 30th June 2022 is rupees 1,856 crores. Total revenue from SICAV facility was rupees 14 crore during the quarter. Increase in other income is mainly attributable to increase in interest on fixed deposits from 2.54 crores in Quarter 1 FY22 to 3.17 crore, mainly due to increase in fixed deposits from 220 crore as on 30th June 21 to 317 crore as on 30th June 22. Increase in interest received on mobilization advance, which is received from contractors of UP projects, from 3 lakhs in Quarter 1 FY22 to 1.35 crore in Quarter 1 FY23. Profit on sale of old plant and machinery 46 lakhs, which was not there in Quarter 1 FY22 other income. Employee expense has increased by 43.5% on YOY basis, which is mainly due to annual appraisals and increment during the April 22 and increase in managerial remuneration. There is no significant change in revenue for the year on consolidated basis. Would like to mention few of the important balance sheet numbers as on 30th June 2022. Long-term borrowing has increased from 34 crores to 50 crores as on 30th June 22. The increase is due to long-term loan of 20 crore availed from bank at 7% for sports complex instead of availing mobilization advance from client at 10% interest. There is no significant increase in working capital debt short-term borrowing. On March 22, it was 66 crores and June 22, it is 67 crores. FY21 was 68 crores, so it will remain between 60 to 75 crores. Though we have total fund-based facility of 140 crores. Gross block of assets is 347 crores and net block of assets is 207 crores and addition during the quarter is 3 crores. Amount due from customer, that is unbilled revenue, is 128 crores, which mainly comprises of Kashi and some other major projects. Amount due to customers, advance billing, that is 24 crores. Retention, non-current 79. Retention current 37 crores. Long-term borrowing 50 crores. Short-term borrowing 67 crores. Mobilization advance 140 crores. Working capital days are as follows. Debtor days are 70. Creditor days are 54. Inventory days are 19. Total net working capital days are 35. Out of total credit facility of 1047 crores, utilized limit is 579 crores, of which Rs. 53 crore are fund-based utilization and Rs. 526 crore is non-fund-based utilization. As on 30th June 22, the company has total fixed deposit of 317 crore, out of which free deposits of Rs. 140 crore, FD worth Rs. 172 crore are under lien with the bank for credit facility and FD is given to the client as security deposit amount to 5 crore. Work on hand on 30th June 22 is 4,613 crores and the bifurcation and project numbers are shown in uploaded presentation. That concludes the update on financials and we are now open for the question and answer session. Thank you, Ravi.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Thank you. We take the first question from the line of Mr. Sanjay from Envision Capital. Please go ahead, sir. Mr. Sanjay, your line is in talk mode, sir. Please go ahead.
Going ahead. The government projects are contributing approximately 63%.
Your voice is very low.
I'll try to improve, sir.
What
is the timeline of receiving the amount from the government projects? As you said that 63% of this order book is coming from government projects. So can you highlight something on this?
Which timeline you are asking for?
Sir, the payment timeline. I mean, the amount which is received from government on these projects. As the order book is majorly from government, right?
It is on monthly basis and monthly billing and usually by next month bill cycle it is being paid.
Okay, it is on monthly basis.
Yeah.
Okay. Any major CapEx plans, are we looking forward for this FY23?
As of now, it depends on the project which we receive and once the projects are received, then we decide upon the project. That's very usually when I always tell by past experience, it ranges between 3-4% of the sales. But we always average the capex which we do in every year.
Okay. That is all from my end. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Barani Vijay Kumar from Spark Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, good evening, sir. We were in the process of bidding for this executive conclave as part of the Central Vista. So, what is the status of that bid, sir?
See, Central Vista, the last project which was announced was the CPT Enclave, and that ended then it did not participate. But then after no further any inquiry has came up. But yeah, if there is an inquiry of substantial value, we'll be bidding for that.
Okay. How much is the potential upcoming bid from the Central Vista in your view?
I think after March only one tender has been concluded, that is of this CPT Enclave, which was about 1,200 crore. So probably if we consider the previous value of 20,000 crore, it must have reached to 6,500 crore. So I think 12,000-13,000 crore work is yet to come.
Okay, and this will come say in the next 1 year?
It should, because the government has already planned to complete the whole campus by 2026, so it should come, but let us hope how it is going on.
Okay. And there were also few other opportunities like sports complex in Ahmedabad, residential projects in Mumbai, etc. So can you highlight the bid pipeline more in granular detail? Where are these bid pipeline projects that you see upcoming?
So there are few projects which we are targeting and which are very keen to bid and which we are all positive on for the conversion to the project side as Jaran Jewellery Park, which is in Mumbai. Second one is Municipal Corporation Building, which is in Gujarat at Surat. And few projects from Adani, we are also working with them and we are expecting some orders to come from them. Their side also, on airports and their corporate buildings also. One more project of DLF Residential, which we have just started thinking about and bidding, is 1,000 crore in Delhi. So the potential for bidding is not a big problem as far as companies like us are concerned. It is only about the prices that we get and what level of competition it is. So as we have already reached the model book of 1,000 crore plus till this first quarter, I think we'll be going a little bit slowly and safely. And let us hope sort of having it quarter one in our this whole year 2023 inflow of about 2,200 crore. I think almost 40% we have reached. So let us hope for the better projects to come in Gujarat and better opportunities in Gujarat. At the same time, some opportunities in Delhi and Mumbai.
Okay. So you're telling the order inflow for the full year expected is about 2,200 crores.
2,200 crore plus revenue, what we expected, minimum that much in order to be sure, so that keeping our outstanding order book is more than 4,000 crore.
Okay. And how is the competitive intensity for bidding in these projects?
See, I think as I always say, when the sizes of projects are more than 600-700 crore, the competition is always between 4 or 5 large companies, which you all know. And now when the project sizes are more than 1,000 crore, the same competition remains. So, at such when we as a company bidding for projects of 250 crore in corporate, the competition is a little bit less. And when we bid for projects in government beyond 500 crore, again the competition is very niche with the large companies only.
Okay. And how does your ability to pass on cost escalations in the overall order book of 4,600 crores, so how much percentage would have full cost pass-through mechanism?
I think as we are seeing at about 61% of order is from outside Gujarat, out of that if you can deduct that 15% projects are Maharashtra. So it is about 45% project which we are doing in UP, where the pass-through is not there, it's on a fixed price. The rest of all the projects are pass-through.
Okay, sir. So that's it from my side. All the best to you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Ravi Naredi from Naredi Invest. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Pratap Bhai. You are doing excellent well and in systematic way. Sir, my point is, What about Maharashtra project? Those are standstill. Do you get any revival soon? Bhiwandi and
Pandharpur, we have not heard too much about that, since the matter is in court and the matter is today, it was on a hearing, but it is still in again on 13th to 17th of August. Yes, government has initiated to revive that project, but with some difference in value that it may go beyond 1,000 crore. We are still positive. Let us hope for some betterment, because the betterment as the government has changed in Maharashtra, both the projects should get revived to some extent.
Okay. That is a good thing. What will be long-term margin trajectory in next 2 to 3 years? As you had given in investor presentation, around 8%-9% in last 5 years.
Yeah. See, again, that is a question which I have always asked, and I have always tried to maintain that should be within the range of 7%-8%, and when it talk about EBITDA level, it should be between 11%-13%. That depends on quarter to quarter and the type of project which we are doing, and what level project is going on in which quarter. So we seek type and make sure that it remains in that range.
Okay. And what margin we get in the precast?
Precast is again based on the same calculation as it is more of the same construction part only. It is only till somebody actually has been installed that side. So whatever gross profit which we calculate in tenders at cost plus 20 to cost plus 30, depending on type of project and lead of the project, so that should remain in the same criteria as we do in construction.
So margin will be around how much?
As I said, it should be around 11% to 12% of EBITDA.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. All the best, Pratap bhai.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Pankaj Singh from Trust Bank Securities Limited. Please go ahead, sir.
Sir, first of all, thanks for providing me this opportunity. Sir, congratulations on the research number that you have posted. Sir, my first question is that, sir, most of our projects are in Gujarat, in Uttar Pradesh and Maharashtra. Do we have any plans to cover other areas or other regions?
See, as I always say, our first target is always Gujarat, and once we explore any state, if we get better opportunities in that state, we start to maintain the that state as our area. So as I said previously, we were working in Gujarat, then we got an opportunity to work at Kashi Vishwanath Dham in UP, and then the later on there came two tenders. As we were comfortable in UP, we explored that to the whole of the UP. So it is not about going in any state. It is more about how much we are comfortable, what value project we are getting, and what type of project it is, and what level of competition it is. So we would like to explore new states only and only when that we meet to our criteria of how the competition is, what type of project it is.
Okay, sir. So next question, sir. In the last con call that you mentioned about some government residential project in Delhi, which is worth 100 crores. Are we still bidding for it, or we have got this order? What's the status?
So, government residential project of 100 crore in Delhi?
So 1,000. You have mentioned
that the project which we are seeing, that was in the last call which we are saying that order has gone. We did have that project, but I think it is not lowest. And then presently which we have, I told about the private residential project of DLF, which you are saying was in Delhi. Yes.
Okay, sir. Also, the order addition this quarter, and please provide the run rate for the few large projects in quarter one, sir.
Pardon me?
The order addition this quarter.
Order addition, we have already said that it is about 1,000 crore in total in this quarter. And out of the three projects which I have already mentioned in my initial remarks about station of one of the temporary residential towers of Ahmedabad, and then ECA campus of Ahmedabad living in Mumbai Institute.
Okay, sir. So, and sir, next question is that can we expect that we will be debt-free in the next 1 to 2 years?
That is something which I can't promise you, but yes, probably possibly we are not too much as on also debt, only 35-40 is a long-term debt, and that will be something which I don't feel is too much as far as our balance sheet is concerned.
Okay. And sir, the last question is, sir, as you have seen, sir, the metal prices have also gutted, cement prices also softened. So, do we have some sort of benefit of these kind of commodity prices downward decline on the our operating cost? Or
you see, it is not a benefit on the existing project. We said we survive from losses, so I think that is the benefit blessing in disguise, that some of the projects were on fixed prices which we quoted in March 2021. So that's the benefit which that we may go for a lesser loss or may go for double profit is not taken by that state rise. Otherwise, most of the new projects only bid about that is on the same the current prices, so that should not be more.
Okay, sir. That's all from my side. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. We take the next question from the line of Pawan Deep Bhatia from Phoenix Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello.
Yeah.
Sir, thank you for the opportunity. You were talking to the last participant and you said we aspire to maintain 10-11% margin. Is it for the precast, right, you were telling?
Yes.
Precast structure.
Yeah.
So our margin...
The question was asked specifically for precast, whether the margins will be the same as what we expect in building construction, the precast margin will be same. That was the question, so I answered that yes, it will be in the same range.
Okay, so just to get it right, our margin in precast that the capex that we've done recently is going to be in the range of 11-12%.
Yeah.
And sir, one last question. You have earlier you used to give residential breakup in your presentation, and if I remember, it was around 500-700 crore order book. What is the current breakup of residential and government, residential private, I mean?
I think government is only the project which is now on a slow moving, that is P&D. The rest of the private residential, I think that we don't have any project as of now, but let me check.
It is still given. We have a bifurcation of government residential project, then a private residential project.
Can you go back to your presentation and confirm, because I am not sure about what is the exact percentage.
Okay, so I'll cross check. But sir, what is the guidance here? Because I mean, private residential sector, you few quarters back you said that you were positively looking into all these segments, and you were very positive on the real estate cycle.
I think there is some misunderstanding. I have never committed that we are bullish on private residential sector. I always go by the project in the project value. And usually, as far as developing business is concerned, we are too much cautious, and we usually bid for the projects for which the company's credentials are good. So, as such, we have never expected so many orders from private government or private residential. So only 3 or 4 developers of Ahmedabad where I am working. So out of that, one large developer has already given an order which we already declared, which is about 250 crore private residential, which is going on now, which we have just started before 15 days.
And we have around 694 crore on a residential project, private residential.
Okay.
It's on page number 17 of our presentation.
Yes, I'm just checking. I missed that.
I think Adani real estate is considered as private residential site.
Yes. Okay. Thank you, sir. Opportunity.
Thank you very much. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Mihir from HNI Finance Limited. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes. Thank you for the opportunity. My first question is regarding your receivable days, like for the quarter 1 FY23. Something like the cricket starters. And another question.
Sorry to
interrupt. Your voice is not very clear. Your first question that we have not heard properly.
Okay, sorry. First question is regarding your receivable days, that your receivable days increase in comparison to previous quarters. And the second question is, I believe if your accounting is done based on the completion work basis, like, I may be wrong, this is a question, like how your March accounting is always different than your other quarters, like you always report aggressive revenue during the March quarter, but somehow your first quarter is generally low. So can you just give me light on this?
It is not based on accounting. Quarterly accounting is never different. The thing is like the industry is seasonal. This always fourth quarter is good. If you look at the environmental seasonal effect.
Yes, as far as construction field is concerned, first quarter falls in the month of April, May and June, where the just after Holi there is a crisis of people. In April, May, there is more a season of marriage for the labor class people. At the same time, in those periods, there is a less availability of people, so the quarter is a little bit big. And before second quarter, again, it's monsoon and those types of leisurely holidays. So just after the second quarter, till the last quarter of the year, there's the full season where the construction companies can perform well. So mostly the last quarter is better compared to the first quarter of each year.
Okay, understood. And one more last question is regarding your project in the industrial sector. So whether you are exploring more on the industrial side or you are just, as you mentioned, that you are not as much as bullish on your retail side, residential side, and you are just dealing with some prime clients only like Adani or DLF. So whether you are exploring any particular industry for the your business purpose or you are continuing with your already with your client who have like Ziders or something else?
No, see, it is again about the opportunity. We work in corporate, we work with large developers, whether it is residential or commercial, we work with large projects on the government side. So it is more about any building where we have done a project, and at the same time, what level of competition it is and what level of payment facilities are available in that organization. So we bid by that only. So it's not something like that we are bullish on any of the field. So anything related to building, we work for all types of building. But we just need to check what the prices which you are getting and what your competition it is.
Oh, understood. That's it for my sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. A reminder to all the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on the touchtone phone.
Sorry, answer to yes, sir.
We take the next question from the line of Aditya Mehta from GK Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, good evening, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So, sir, out of our total order book of 4,600 crore, how much are we planning to execute in this financial year?
So, we have given a projection of 2,200 crore, which we are planning to complete in this year.
So that will be approximately 25% growth over last year.
Yeah.
So, but if we look at our Q1 quarter, the quarter-on-quarter growth is very low. So, what might be the possible reason for that?
So, this time there was a huge marriage season between the labels because last 2 years, March 20 and March 21, was the corona period where they were not able to arrange any marriage. So, there was a huge season of marriage. And in Gujarat, there was a big site of aggregate materials. So both the things have affected our first quarter. But in general, also, if you see quarter to quarter every year on the first quarter, they are always much weaker than the previous quarter or the last quarter of each year.
Oh, Okay, sir. Okay, sir. Thank you. That's from my side.
Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. We take the next question from the line of Agam Shah. He's an individual investor. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, sir. Congrats on good set of numbers. Sir, quick question on the order book. You said the pipeline for this year is what, 2200 crores? Or that much order you'll be having this year? How do you look at it?
Yeah, minimum that is the threshold which I keep it in my mind. And it can go beyond also, depending on the opportunities we get or the amendments to go. So let us hope for the better also.
So broadly, 2000 crore is what an incremental order you'll be adding this year. Is what I look at.
Yeah, that's the minimum threshold which I have.
Okay, and anywhere you are, where your L1 bidder or the any which can be the highest for this year? Any color on that?
Presently, I cannot predict on that, but the L1 one tender where we were, L1 was a medical college and hospital for this Navsari. The tender has already been rejected and the government has already issued the new tenders and we did it the second time also, but the second time we couldn't get that opportunity. So the rest of the things are, it's not easy to predict as the L1 today. But yeah, there are some of the orders to a range of 300, 200 crore which are almost at the verge of conclusion, which we are expecting to close by this one.
And on the Maharashtra project, the Vandara project, mm-hmm. So do we expect the work to get started in next quarter since with the change in the government?
Probably because if it is not in this next quarter, at least I should say minimum by third quarter something should be positive.
And we can expect the entire order to be executed now with the change in the government or still no clarity?
Probably if the work is again allocated to us and it goes on, I think it will be much higher order than what we have got and what we were executing. So it will be on a very higher value.
And if it all doesn't come through, any hit will have to take or that has already been taken care of?
I think that has been already
been taken care of. Whatever expenses were there, we have already seen last financial year.
Okay. That's it from my side. Thank you. And all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, thank you. Sir, just again trying to understand on the revenue front particularly. So as you mentioned, sir, 2,200 crore revenue that we are looking for FY23. So in the next 9 months, we need to do a 30% growth. We are confident that we can do with the existing order book.
Yeah, of course we can do without any fail. The only reason for quarter was weak, as I explained, that is absolutely it because of the marriage season and few issues related to size of aggregate supplies, quarry supplies in Gujarat.
Okay. And also you mentioned the L1 Gujarat Navsari Medical College 659 crore that got cancelled and rebidded, but we did not got that project. Is that right?
No. Yeah, you are right.
Okay. In terms of the 4,000 crore bid pipeline that you mentioned, if you can give the value of the projects, a couple of projects out of that, then it would be helpful.
So as I told you, German Jewelry Park, which we have bid in Mumbai, it is about 1,000 crore. There is a museum, and then another is about 100 crore. There is big
sorry, sir. If you can slow it, then it would be better.
So German Jewelry Park in Maharashtra is 1,000 crore.
Okay.
Then museum in Vadnagar is about 100 crore and the cast duct order from L&T is about 200 crore. Then
400 crore.
200 crore.
Okay, 200 crore.
Phase 2 medium factory at Gujarat is 100 crore.
Okay. And even the... And DLF residential also 1,000 crore is part of
it. And municipal, Surat Municipal Corporation high-rise towers or corporation building, it is 1,000 crore. So the major is then jewelry 1,000, municipal Surat Corporation 1,000 crore, DLF residential 1,000 crore. The rest of the projects are between 100 to 200 crore and one Indian Navy project in Karnataka is about 800.
Karnataka is 800 crore.
Yeah, Indian Navy project. It is,
okay. And so most of these, so particularly this DLF one, which is a private one, so and the rest is seems like a most of the government one. So in terms of the finalization, so where, when can we see the final outcome? So and hope that we should be getting at least one or two larger projects, which is much needed.
I think about 300 or 400 odd crores of order I'm discussing at the last stage. So probably that I expect we should conclude by end of August. And the rest of the projects, rest of the tenders are still at the bid stage. So probably that can go beyond in the month of September.
Okay. That's it from my side. Operator.
Thank you, sir. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Jainam Shah from Equirus Securities. Please go ahead, sir. Mr. Jainam, your line is in talk mode, sir. Please go ahead with your question.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. It's related to IIM Ahmedabad project. So, what's the outstanding order book as on June, and when are you expecting to complete the state project?
You are talking about IIM Ahmedabad?
Yes.
IIM Ahmedabad at the campus, which is in the new campus, it is almost completed and we have ended over. So, work which we started just before the Diwali, that was in the old campus, that we will be expecting by complete by March 23.
Okay, sir. And sir, about the UP medical projects, so we have executed around 34 crores of work during this particular quarter, though all over overall revenue was subdued during this particular quarter across the projects. However, the timeline for the projects was around 18 months or so. So, how we are going ahead with that project in terms of execution?
These projects were given mostly at the time of Corona, and in the Corona period already some of the projects were extended to 5 to 6 months. So, most of the projects in the now extended timeline is March 23, and some of the projects like Sonbhadra and Kushinagar, where the space for medical hospital was given just before 2 months, that they let go in the month of July 23.
Okay, so significant execution is expected post this monsoon season?
Yeah.
Okay, so thank you, sir. That's it from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We take the next question from the line of Uttam Srimal from Axis Securities Limited. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, thanks, sir. Thanks, sir, for giving the opportunity. My question is to Mr. Madam. Our interest cost has gone down this quarter. So, this is a sustainable amount or it will increase going forward?
Sorry, I did not get your question. It's really...
Interest cost has come down this quarter compared to last quarter, quarter four FY22. So, this is a sustainable amount or it will increase going forward?
Yeah, this will remain going forward because if you see compared to earlier quarter, the utilization of funds is lesser.
Okay, so
during the quarter.
So sustainable run rate will be around 70-75 crores. 70 to 75 crores.
It will be around 65 to 70 crores.
Okay, that's all for my time. Thanks.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for the day. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Shravan for closing comments. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Thank you, sir, for giving us the opportunity to host the call. and thank you all the participants. Sir, do you have any closing comments?
Yes. Once again, thank you everyone for joining us and your continuous support and trust on us. We hope that we have been able to address most of your queries. In case of any further queries or clarifications, you may reach to our investor relations advisory EY, and they will connect with you offline. Thank you, Dolat Capital and moderator for hosting our call. Thank you, Saravan, again.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Dolat Capital, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.